goes through the halachas of matanas of yonim. So Megillah says it's a chiyuv on Purim to give out matanos lev yonim. So we understand that doesn't mean two matanos to two of yonim. Whatever money you're giving to him is considered one matana. So the language of matanos means you have to find two aniyim and give each one of them a portion of money on Purim. How much do you have to give? So Mishabur says we do not find in halacha a clear amount that you have to give, the amount you're supposed to give. But he quotes, he found in the Ritva. The Ritva says the shear is a pruta. However, the Shari Tshuva there on the Shulchan Aruch brings from the discussion from the Machzik Bracha. The Machzik Bracha is a daik based on the sugya that really the idea is that we should only should have enough money to be able to make a meal out of it. So it should be enough money that only should be able to purchase for himself a basic meal. The Moshe was quoted in the Sefer Moed the Yeshurun, and this is in 1979. He suggested a dollar per ani. Considering that point in time, a dollar could get a person a very basic meal. We'd assume nowadays that's more than that. But for $2 or $3, a person could go. He could buy himself a small can of tuna and a roll and a drink, and be able to make a meal out of something of that sort. So we would assume that would be enough. Somewhere in the area about $3 per person would be enough. You have to get the two different aniyim. There's different types of. Most of us are not going and knocking on Ani's door and giving him the money. We're giving it through some type of organization, some type of a shliach who's giving. So how do we know that my money, I give him $5 and I say, okay, give it to two aniyim. And he takes $5 and gives it to one ani. So now what happened? So we use the concept of Breira. He's giving multiple amounts of money to multiple amounts of people. And the concept of Breira says that part of my money is going to Ani A, part of my money is going to Ani B, based on the concept of Breira. So we rely on that concept. The basic chiyuv of matanos of yonim cannot be given from most meiser. A person takes meiser from his income. So the basic chiyuv cannot be taken from meiser. He has to give that out of his own money. However, a person is supposed to be marbev by matanos of yonim, give money to, like we mentioned, by mishloach manos. The preferred, if you should spend your money, extra money, not on more mishloach manos, but on matanos of yonim, so many aniyim, or larger amounts. So that amount, whatever you're giving extra, you could definitely give from meiser money. That does not need to be given from your own money. The chiyuv is on a man. The chiyuv is on a woman as well. Chiyuv is the ketanim. Again, we mentioned ketanim. You should be mechanach ketanim, even children which are above the age of a mitzvah. But there's some chashukhan of EM, they should preferably use, if they have the money of their own, they should use that money of their own, or the father should give it to them, and let that should be their own money. For a woman who's married, we have this problem again, how does she have her own money? So there are some who raise the question that the woman should really make sure that we have money which belongs to the woman. There's a process how to do that. And even an ani is chayiv in this mitzvah, a person who's himself is an ani. So the Mishabura brings that the Prichada said an ani is not chayiv in the mitzvah. And he says, no, it seemed to be that the ani is chayiv as well. So even though we could argue that this young man over here, the Samach al Shulchan Aruch, he's considered an ani, so he has a chiyuv to fulfill the mitzvah. Different than we mentioned by Mishloach Manos, that Mishloach Manos, the person must know who it's coming from. By Matanos of Yonim, there's no need to know who it came from. That's how we fulfill this through organizations. But he does not need to know that the money was given for the purpose of Matanos of Yonim. We do want to point out that the person who's giving it should understand what he's giving. There's a machloikis in understanding the mitzvah of Matanos of Yonim. Is this a regular mitzvah tztokah, which we do every day? There's a special chiyuv to give tztokah on Purim. You have a chiyuv to give tztokah every day. On Purim, you have a chiyuv to go search out an ani and give it to the ani. As opposed to normally your chiyuv is when the ani presents himself, you have a chiyuv to give to him. On Purim, you have a chiyuv to go seek out an ani and give it to him. That's one way to understand, or possibly the way to understand that this is a chiyuv, which Chazal said, part of the simcha of Purim is to make sure an ani is happy, and this is not the regular chiyuv of tzedakah. You have a chiyuv to make sure you're going to share the happiness with an ani as well. So when you're giving this, you should understand that you're giving this not necessarily for the purpose of tzedakah, but for this special halacha, that the chiyuv, the morale understands, is a special halacha in conjunction with Purim, that you should be b'sameach aniyim on Purim. But that being said, the ani does not need to understand that the purpose is being given as this special matanos of yonim. He can do it. You're giving him money. One last point over here: that it cannot. If the person gives it before Purim, which many of these organizations would give the money before Purim, as long as it's given to the only on Purim, or the only receives it on Purim, so you'd be yotze. That's different than we mentioned by Mishloach Manos. The proper time to give it has to be done by day, so you cannot give it at nighttime. You know, on your way, you're davening with the Basika Minyan, and you get up in the middle of the night, and you sneak by the Ani's door, and you put an envelope under his door. That's a beautiful thing, but it's not the mitzvah Matanas of Yarnim. It's Staka, but it's not Matanas of Yarnim. The question is, can you give it, or should you give it early in the morning before the Kriyas Megillah? The question being, the Shechiyano that you're saying, when you, by Kriyas Megillah, does that refer to Matanas of Yarnim as well? So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that when you should have in mind, when they say the Shechiyano, it should include Matanas of Yarnim as well. However, the Mishmur does not mention that. We seem to be the Mishmur understands this is not a Shechiyano. This is basically a mitzvah staka. You gave staka at the Erev Purim, you gave staka the day after Purim. So what's a Shechiyano? There's no Shechiyano on that. So there's no reason why you have to wait till the Shechiyano on the Megillah to be able to fulfill this mitzvah. And therefore, Moshe says that you can give this, you can give the Matanas of Yonim early in the morning. You do not need to wait till after Kriyas Megillah to fulfill that mitzvah. Have a good morning.